There is no need to politicize the issue when the work of the task force has not even started. And it seems to be unfair to accuse the task force definitely of solely made up of an elite group of pro-establishment people whose aim is to defend the government and further the hegemony of property developers. If the task force had to be representative, it should, theoretically speaking, be represented by political parties. The fact that it is mainly made up of people from professional sectors and scholars shows exactly that its role should be to initiate discussion and help achieve consensus rather than make a decision on behalf of society. Some members of the task force might have their own opinions about land development, or even have put forward some controversial proposals before. But this is acceptable as long as their own opinions do not override public opinion in a way that hampers social discussion. Instead of being negative in the very beginning about whether the task force can initiate in-depth and comprehensive discussion in society, it is better to listen and watch what the task force say and do and engage in discussion actively.